Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real ID deadline day is smooth sailing, and we'll keep you posted throughout the morning. We're also going to check in with Bob Kierlik from Pittsburgh International Airport and see what the game plan is. And next hour, we have Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, in studio. A lot to talk about. And a video that's now gone viral around the world is the video taken Sunday night after the Pirates game or late afternoon. And joining us from KDK TV is Barry Pintar, who's been covering this story. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
As Paul pointed out, there's, you know, when the national news covers this, they really kind of demonize the game day employee, but that's because they're not telling the whole story. So what's going on?
Yeah, so in terms of the latest update, by the way, by way of a review, this happened Sunday after the game, after the running of the bases, a lot of kids around, allegedly two fans harassed a female concession stand worker, a game day employee interjected himself in between, trying to defuse the situation, and the video picks up at that point where one of the two fans and the game day employee kind of just go at it. It starts with words. It ends up with the game day employee taking some serious blows to the face of the fan. The fan then eventually spits on the game day employee, at which point the game day employee takes off his belt and starts chasing and whipping the fan. This goes on for several minutes until finally security arrive and eventually police arrive. So, as you said, completely viral. So many, probably thousands and thousands of comments of opinions on what went down. One of the questions that we had yesterday after, we had aired the video, we got so much response. We had heard, and a lot of people were saying, well, where were the police? Why weren't the police called? Well, the police were called. So the natural question stems for that. Were there any arrests or were any charges? So I did speak to Pittsburgh police yesterday. They tell me that neither one of those, and if you saw the video, it was very violent at times, but apparently neither one of the two actors wanted to press charges against the other. So the Pittsburgh police tell me at this point they are not involved in the investigation at all. They showed up. They did what they had to do. But no one wanted to file charges. So where that leaves us now is the game day employee remains suspended as PNC Park and the Pittsburgh Pirates conduct their investigation. One other new little aspect of it, if I could share this point. So yesterday I interviewed the president of the union, the ushers union, who covers all the games in town. Now, this, again, being a game day employee, was not part of that union. However, aside from the fact that this gentleman named Mike, who is the president, has a lot of inside information about what goes on in our stadiums in this town, he's well aware of these types of situations that can explode, even though this one, again, attracting national attention, was kind of at a new level. And he said to me over and over again, after he had told me he spoke to the Pirates at length about this, as I did as well, there are always two sides to every story. So what that leaves me believing is that there are probably elements to this story we don't know. A lot of people, when we talk about the fact that this game day employee inserted himself to protect this female employee, I think a lot of people maybe mistakenly think that this was some kind of perhaps sexual advance or some kind of sexual harassment situation. But, you know, I just want to caution people who have watched that video or are jumping to that conclusion that we don't know that. It could have been something else entirely. But certainly, Larry, we don't know exactly what happened before the video picks up and the altercation begins. However, the Pirates do know, and PNC Park knows, because they've told me that they've been looking at security cam footage from all over the stadium. And as you can imagine, they can follow these two fans right up to the moment that they came in contact with this employee. So that's where we are. Police not involved, no arrests made, no charges made. So now we go on to the investigation to see exactly what went down to spark this pretty violent interaction.
And I know you said you spent time painstakingly trying to get audio from what was said in the video, but you were unable to obtain that. So we'll just have to wait and see, Barry, on what happens to this game day employee. I think generally people are saying, don't fire him. You know, he was trying to do the right thing and then went a little over the top. But the whipping of the belt is the part that's really flying around the nation in these viral videos.
Yeah, that and the spitting. You know, for a lot of people, when the fans spit at the game day employee, that's when that line was crossed and all holds, all, you know, right. Everything was open to what the guy needed to do to protect himself.
Game but, on, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's where we are.
Barry, appreciate your time. As always, we'll look for you on KDKA-TV.
Sounds good. Thank you, Larry. Have a great morning.
You got it. Barry Pintar in the Big K Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.